This is ESPN 580 Orlando's Live, Local, and Loud.
Hey, welcome back. It's Live, Local, and Loud here on ESPN 580, broadcasting from the Victory Casino Cruises Studio, some of the only legal sports book in Central Florida. Coming up in about 30 minutes, Jamie Watson, former Orlando City soccer player and analyst for the MLS, for the Minnesota United, will be joining us, talk a little MLS, talk about the International Championship Cup. Coming up, we're 10 days away. It was on July 22nd. We're just 10 days away from that. So be sure to tune in for that as well. And in 15 minutes, we will get to Orlando Dodge question of the night. Can a Major League Baseball team work here in Orlando? Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, has given three cities that they are going to look to expand to: Montreal, Charlotte, and Mexico City. Orlando is not in that conversation. And Scotty and I earlier today were talking about why. I think Orlando works with a baseball team. I think baseball works here in Orlando. How Orlando can get a baseball team, we'll tell you coming up in 14 minutes, and Jerry and I will talk whether or not it will work. If you want to get in on that, you can at 844-225-5580. That's 844-225-5580. The text 21232 and on Twitter at ESPN580Nick and at the Jerry Daniels. We appreciate you joining the show tonight. Full 2 hours from us. We're going to take you all the way up until 8 o'clock. If you are just joining us, we gave you our top stories at 6 o'clock and the Daily Rewind coming up here in just a minute. Jerry, you watched the Major League Baseball All-Star game last night. How much did you watch? Watch the whole thing?
I listened to it.
Okay,
right,
you listened
here
to it
on ESPN 580.
Why is that?
Well, I had a problem with Fox last night, and apparently Fox blocked out the coverage in certain areas on Spectrum. So I had an issue last night. So I could have watched it, streamed it online.
Mm-hmm.
But I started listening to it on ESPN 580, and it felt nostalgic to me. So I just found myself, you know, listening to baseball is kind of retracted me a little bit. So
yeah.
I actually spent 2-3 hours listening to the game, which is funny because I was actually listening to it on my Amazon Echo while I was trying to make sure I had all the best deals from Amazon Prime Day.
Right.
But nonetheless, I listened to the game last night, did listen to the whole thing. Unlike you, thought it was a great game, but that might be because I was actually listening to it and not watching it.
Maybe. I talked about this on Monday during Monday Night with Nick and Company, that baseball feels to me like one of the only sports, or at least the sport, that you grow the tightest connection, the most direct connection with the announcers of your local team. And I know that probably for most people, I mean, like they
you listen to them 160 games a year.
And I think just the way in which that baseball lays itself out as a more conversational sport, as kind of a storytelling sport, you get to know those guys a whole lot better than you do your football announcer or your basketball announcer, your hockey announcer. So I think that direct connection is something. It does. It makes me feel nostalgic as well when I listen to the game on the radio, because when I listened to the game last night and I did on the radio on the way home, I'm thinking about, I get flashbacks to throwing the ball around in the yard with my dad while listening to Pat and Ron and the Cubs when I was in Chicago. So it's funny that you mentioned that, because I get the same feeling as well. And I enjoyed listening to it on my way home. I caught about 5 to 6 innings of the game before finally deciding to move on to something else. And it wasn't that it was a boring game or anything like that. Here's the thing. If it were up to me, I'd get rid of all All-Star games. They add nothing to any sport or any product.
Baseball was important because for a long time, the only opportunity you got to see these
guys. Yes, now we have interleague play, though.
Now we have interleague
play. Right. Now we've so with the institution of interleague play, you don't need the All-Star game. And the
Isn't it still the best All-Star game?
It is. It is, just because by the design of the way the game is played, it most represents or at least has the appearance of a normal game being played. Like, you can't play hockey at full speed and with guys trying not to get hurt. Basketball, no one plays any defense. Football, the Pro Bowl is a joke in terms of the actual game being played. Though we saw some effort here in Orlando this past winter, it's just, if it were me, I would rather just not play the game, and I know you're giving up some revenue. Rest the product. It's a midseason game for three out of the four major sports.
But I want to talk about that later.
We will talk about that a little bit coming up. Let's get to the Daily Rewind.
Nick and Jerry weigh in on the day's sports conversation. It's the Daily Rewind.
All right, I'm going to level with you people here, okay? It's ESPYs Day. No one talked about anything, okay? and no one showed up for work today either. Mike and Mike were not in today. Dan Le Batard and Stu Gotts, huge surprise. They took the day off. Ryan Russillo was at the ESPYs. He took the day off, too. Max Bredos.
He was at the All-Star game the day before.
Max Bredos did impressions for 3 hours, okay? So we got a little creative with the Daily Rewind today. So just a quick look behind the velvet rope here, okay? It is not the normal Daily Rewind that we do, but that's fine. We're still giving you some great content here on Live, Local, and Loud. Frank Iasola, New York Daily News, joined SportsCenter earlier today. He was asked about the trade that Adrian Wojnarowski reported on, reportedly four teams, Carmelo Anthony going to the Houston Rockets. A deal could be done soon. Is it time to trade Carmelo Anthony? Here is Frank Iasola.
You know what? The one thing about trading Carmelo, he doesn't have a lot of value right now. If I were the Knicks, I'd hang on to him, see if he can make another all-star team, and then his value will be even higher in February. I understand the idea of trading Carmelo. I agree with it. You know, he's at a different stage in his career. The Knicks are at a different stage in their development. But why not let him get his value up a little bit? Don't take back long-term contracts. Don't take back Ryan Anderson's contract. How would that help out the Knicks? It's a complicated deal. And like you said, it would take three or four teams to get it done. But if I'm the Knicks, right now he's still my best player. Maybe that's part of the problem with the Knicks. But I cannot just take back, you know, bigger contracts. It either has to be expiring contracts or young players for me to trade my best player when his value is not that high.
That is Frank Iasola, New York Daily News.
He's
on SportsCenter.
Right.
He is. He's right. If you're the Knicks, you got to get this right. And part of the post-Phil Jackson era here is just making a couple of deals right to start your team moving in the right direction. You're stuck with the Joakim Noah contract, right? You don't have a ton of pieces around. Now, you did just make that terrible Tim Hardaway Jr. move, which might compound some other issues. But you have Porzingis, and you need to try to find a way to get some other assets around him. So the Knicks cannot take any bad contracts in this deal. And that being said, what's the rush if you're New York? You've got plenty of time to get a deal done. I would wait until the trade deadline when there are more teams who feel perhaps like they're in it and Carmelo Anthony could help them. He's still a viable scorer in this league. He's an ancillary player. Like, he's not a number one option. He's probably a two or a three. But maybe you'll have more buyers at the deadline. I would wait if I were the Knicks. I would not push to get this done now. The Dan Le Batard Show is on from 10 to 1, usually. Today, we have ESPN's Mark Spears, who was on ESPN earlier today, talking about the Thunder and whether or not they should be nervous until Russell Westbrook signs his contract extension. Reportedly, from Sam Presti, they're just waiting for him to say yes to sign a long-term extension.
Until it's done, you should be nervous. You just never know. I mean, the expectation is he should sign it. That's a lot of money. But until he signs it, there's always the possibility of him doing something different. So I know Sam Presti's probably a little nervous until it's done.
That's ESPN's Mark Spears. Totally agree with him. Sam Presti basically said yesterday, hey, listen, like, it's not a matter of if we're offering. It's when he says yes, and that would be the Supermax, a big long-term deal for Russell Westbrook. Is he going to sign this deal? I don't know. The most important thing to players nowadays, or at least it seems to me, is options. They want to be able to get out of some of these deals. It's why John Wall has not signed his veteran max extension, yet James Harden has, because he has a general manager that's a mover and shaker. If you got a GM that can bring dudes in, you're cool with being locked up long term. I don't know if Russell Westbrook does this. I don't know if he signs it right now. Let's see what happens when we get to midseason or so. But then again, he signed an extension last year when I didn't expect him to.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Earlier today, Adam Silver, who was at the Las Vegas Summer League, did a press conference. ESPN carried it live earlier today. And Adam Silver was speaking at the Las Vegas Summer League about the changes, timeouts, and all these things that the Board of Governors made today.
We're pretty happy with the length of our game. We've made some changes over the last few years directed at overall length, and in essence gotten the length of our game down from around 2 hours and 23 minutes or so to about 2 hours and 15 minutes. So we're pretty happy with the length of the game. But to your point, we were more focused here on the pace and flow of the game. And what we heard from our fans, heard from many of our teams, was that the end of the games in particular were too choppy. And I mean, I think since I was a kid, you know, that's an issue people have been talking about the last 2 minutes of our game. So we think these new changes will have a significant impact especially at the end of the game.
That's Adam Silver earlier today at a press conference talking about the changes that the NBA made. If you did miss that report, the NBA's Board of Governors voting today to decrease the amount of timeouts per game, as well as the amount of timeouts that can be called in the final 3 minutes of each half, which is going to make the end of games move quicker. And that was one of the biggest problems that the NBA had with viewers, both in stadiums and at home watching, is that it was a ton of timeouts, intentional fouls, and the last, 2 minutes, 3 minutes of a game would take about an hour, a half hour or so, and a half hour to 45 minutes, I guess is what I should say. And viewers don't want that. This is the problem for baseball, too. It's really not about the length of time. It's the dead time. It's the non-action. It's why Rob Manfred wants a pitch clock in. And it is a surprise to me today that when a pace of game initiative was announced, it was not for Major League Baseball. It was for the NBA. And once again, the league showing that, in my opinion, it is a much more flexible, nimble league that maybe is a little bit smarter, not entrenched in history, which I get baseball is. They're making changes. I love it.
I'll tell you why this makes sense.
Sure.
You can't serve alcohol during that period anyways, so why drag it out?
Well, that too. That's another good point, is that that part of the fourth quarter, they're not selling any more booze.
No, they stopped. Last call.
That's a good point, too. I didn't think about that. That is the ESPN 580 Daily Rewind. We take you through the day's sports conversation. Today, a couple of different headlines to get to. The ESPN Rewind is the best of the best, like the rewind and flavor you get when you have an ice-cold Yingling. Yingling is free while gambling at Victory Casino Cruises. For more information, visit Victory at VictoryCasinoCruises.com or call them at 855-GO-VICTORY. I also have to throw a special thank you out to Yingling for sponsoring Nikki Football's summer vacation once again. They sent a ton of Yingling up there, and my friends and I enjoyed every last bit of it. So thank you to Yingling. They sent Yingling, Yingling Light, and Yingling Summer Wheat as well, and we enjoyed every last bit of it. Coming up next, we get to the Orlando Dodge question of the night. Can a baseball team, Major League Baseball, they're looking to expand, can it work in Orlando? Your thoughts, Jerry and I think we disagree on that, which is usually better for radio. 844-225-5580. Text 21232, also on Twitter at ESPN5 and Nick, and at the Jerry Daniels. That discussion is next. It's Live, Local, and Loud here on ESPN 580.
This is ESPN 580 Orlando's Live, Local, and Loud.
Hey, welcome back. It's Live, Local, and Loud here on ESPN 580. We're broadcasting from the Victory Casino Cruises Studios, home of the only legal sports book in Central Florida. Can a baseball team work in Orlando? Rob Manfred, the commissioner of MLB, saying that the league is looking to expand. Name three cities: Montreal, Charlotte, and Mexico City, as three cities they are currently looking at. Orlando not in the conversation, but could a team potentially work here in Orlando? And why is Orlando not in the conversation at all? That is Orlando Dodge question of the night. You can get in touch with the show at 844-225-5580. The text is 21232, also on Twitter at ESPN 5 Nick and at the Jerry Daniels. Here's the thing. When you look at baseball and the demographic that baseball attracts, I don't necessarily think it screams Orlando right away. I think Orlando has turned into a bit of a younger town. I think with the University of Central Florida being the one of the largest universities in the country, and a lot of those people staying here in Orlando and staying around the city, maybe the demographics do not scream Major League Baseball. But here's what I want to say is that if you were able to convince Major League Baseball to bring a team here to Orlando, and it would not be an expansion team, it would be a team that is relocating. And when I say a team that's relocating, I mean the Tampa Bay Rays. Why Orlando has not,
it's not happening,
poached the Rays from Tampa Bay yet, I do not know. They get zero support down there. They have one of the worst stadiums in Major League Baseball down there in Tampa as well. The clubhouses are nice from what I understand for the teams, but for the fans, meh, it's a monstrosity.
I love watching baseball there.
It's awful.
You can bring your own food in.
Sure.
Parking's cheap.
You have to do all of that to get anybody in the building.
Doesn't matter. I can still go pick up my favorite public sub or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, I can go to Twin Peaks on the way, grab some wings, and walk in the stadium with my food and then just buy their beer.
Right. I understand. And if the Rays could draw anybody at all, that policy would not be there.
Yeah.
That's the reason why they have that policy, because no one wants to drive across the bridge and support that team.
I never sweat in there. I never get rained on.
And right now we're talking
about
the stadium.
Who else has a ground rule triple?
I don't know. They do?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. They have a ground rule triple?
If the ball gets stuck in the rafters.
Oh, it's a triple. How about that? I did not know that. But why Orlando has not looked down to Tampa and said, hey, you guys can't support this team, bring them up here. And you have fans in Tampa driving 45 minutes north instead of 45 minutes southwest across that bridge, whatever it is. And I think also you have a city that has shown with an emerging sports brand, regardless of what the sport is, it will be open-minded, it will adapt, and it will support it. Soccer, of course, Orlando City has been extremely successful, and I think that it's different from baseball, I understand. But I think young people will buy into something new and something to support, and baseball could be that thing. I believe Orlando should try to find a way to get the Rays here, or if a new team could come in, and I think that that would be the longer shot, a third team in the state of Florida when the other two get no support, Miami with the Marlins and Tampa Bay with the Rays, Orlando would not be able to get a new team. But relocating a team here, I think, could be something Orlando should and should work should look into.
We had a better chance of landing the Marlins until they got a new stadium.
Well, of course. Now it's
that was the even.
Now it's
play.
10 more years at least.
I think St. Pete is going to announce a new stadium this year. I think Pinellas County will have a deal. Land was purchased in Tampa to move the stadium over there, right next to Amalie, which is where our Lightning play.
Right.
By the way, Lightning announcement: Kalamazoo. Was dropped as the ECHL affiliate today of the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Those are my people up there in Kalamazoo. What are you doing, Lightning?
That's why I plugged it.
I know.
So I figured I'd give you that little shout-out.
Kalamazoo, what, Kings? The Kalamazoo Kings up there? Yeah.
Good job.
My goodness.
They don't have a lot up there. They got a minor league baseball team. They got Western Michigan, right?
Yeah, and they have a Noodles & Co. Yes, I love it up there. Yeah, I love it up there in Kalamazoo. The movies, by the way, is still $5.
And they have drive-in up there. Did you do the drive-in?
You bet I do every year.
All right, so real quick. All right, so let me give you guys a little bit of a dirt. All right, so back in the 90s, we had a chance to land the 96 Olympics.
Right.
And we had a chance to land a Major League Baseball team. And at the time, it looked like it was a Canadian team that was moving south. All right? Or part of a new franchise. We had a mayor at the time who was about the community, about the neighborhoods. Her name was Glenda Hood. She had no interest in a baseball team. She had no interest in the Olympics. She killed both. In fact, so much so that Major League Baseball tarnished the name Orlando forever. Now, that said, we do have a mayor now who
is
loves
a sports
baseball.
Fan. Yeah, he's a sports fan.
Not just sports. He bought into soccer. He loves baseball.
Played in high school.
He played
Scotty
baseball.
Ness told us he hit a home run against Scotty's high school team.
Buddy Dyer loves baseball. But here's what's happened in the process. You're never going to get a AAA baseball team here in Orlando because it's too that's a flying league. So it's costs too much to fly teams down here.
Okay.
The closest AAA team is in the Carolinas or in Alabama.
Tennessee? Okay, Alabama.
Alabama or the Carolinas.
Birmingham, Alabama there, right?
Tampa Bay Rays affiliate is the Durham Bulls.
Right, okay.
Famous for that movie.
Sure, yeah.
Even though they're not owned by the same people, they don't play in the same stadium.
Right.
They're not even the same team. But anyways, I digress. So we have no chances of getting a AAA team. Now, AA is a bus league, but the closest AA affiliate is Tampa. I mean, I'm sorry, Jacksonville.
Okay.
We have the Jumbo Shrimp are the only AA team in the Southeast this close. And they don't want to be there. The league doesn't want them there. And the only reason why the Jumbo Shrimp exists is because they predate and because they happen to be the second most successful AA team in the country. So your chances are single A or Major League Baseball. And I don't think we have a lick of a chance to get Major League Baseball, which is why we needed to focus on good single A. And Buddy Dyer has been so bored by the concept of getting a single A team here that he won't even allow the renovations to Tinker Field or anything else to happen because he did not want single A here. So much so that the team in Osceola County, known as the Fire Frogs?
Yeah.
They exist because the county and the city wouldn't do anything to assist in getting a single-A team here in Orange County.
So you do not believe that a major league team would work here in Orlando?
We're never going to get anything.
We're never getting anything.
The only chance you have of seeing good baseball in Orlando above what is the Florida League, which is great, that's single-A college, is if UCF puts a downtown campus in Orlando and then the single-A affiliate, the Fire Frogs, or because that ownership group has...
I believe there was another team that was supposed to be coming here at some point in time.
I'm going to get in trouble for this.
No,
but
no.
The people who have the rights to the Fire Frogs can put a second single-A affiliate in Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
So we could have an advanced single-A team and get the likes of Tebow here in Orlando and have a college stadium like UCF. And UCF's program, I'm going to tell you guys right now, don't be surprised if in the next 10 years UCF becomes a perennial favorite, not only in the AAC, but to head to Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good program.
It is. It is. It's a good program. They've put a ton of players in the minors and a few in the majors, if
yes.
I remember correctly. In fact, a couple made their debuts
better.
This year. Yeah. Yeah, they will. 844-225-5580. That's 844-225-5580. The text is 21232. He's Jerry Daniels. I'm Nick Grunowitz. This is Live, Local, and Loud. Right now, the Orlando Dodge question of the night. Would a Major League Baseball team work here in Orlando? I think you'd be able to make it work. I think that you could put a stadium, and I would still err on the side of a dome stadium here. Somewhere either, if you can find an area downtown or somewhere in the tourist area.
$1.2 billion.
You get enough. And that's the money. We'll find the money. Like, you know, that's the thing. It's like the money thing. I'm not a fan of taxpayers paying for stadiums, but you can find enough people that want to buy in to be involved with some of these teams, I think, where you can put the money together
it's
to pay
so
for a stadium.
It's so much money. It's the amount of the renovations to the Citrus Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
The price of the Amway
mm-hmm.
and the price of the soccer stadium
for a baseball stadium, $1.2 billion. That's how much you think it would cost.
Yes.
I mean, it feels high.
It feels high because we're talking, what, 5 years out?
Sure.
4 years out?
Sure.
The numbers keep going up.
Mm-hmm.
And what's expected to be in that stadium keeps getting more expensive. So what could be $700 million now, I think, is more than $1 billion in 5 years.
You pay with it with a tourist tax, and you've got enough tourists coming in here, and enough tourists coming from the Latin American communities,
there,
too, that love baseball.
But let's remember, Disney's getting rid of the Braves
mm-hmm.
because they don't think it's profitable because people don't stay in hotel
spring
rooms.
Spring training baseball, it's not the same thing as the regular season. You know that. Come on, like, it's the spring training.
But
like, it happens for, like, a month.
Disney rules the world. This world.
I would say Amazon rules the world, but okay.
The reason why we don't have casinos in Central Florida
sure.
is because of Disney. And I think Disney has to find value in bringing another sports franchise to Central Florida.
And I think baseball, of any of the sports that have come to Orlando, basketball, soccer, I think baseball is the most family-friendly sport and can be built that way, and you could get a buy-in from Disney.
Now, here's the thing I'm going to argue with you. Of the ones that are left, it's the one we have the best chance of getting.
Yes, I would say that. I'd love to see an NFL team here in Orlando. By the way, and I don't think any league should expand whatsoever right now other than the NFL. I don't think it's healthy. I know the NHL
just
did. But
they can't expand in the South because no one goes and watches pro games in the South.
You're talking about Major League Baseball?
No, the NFL.
The NFL. Yeah. I mean, like all the teams do, they struggle with attendance down here because college football rules more than the NFL.
We said the statistic last week. You were on vacation. More residents of Georgia have been to a home game in Alabama than to a Falcons game.
Where did we get that number?
It was released last year when they were doing the Super Bowl.
Like a census or something? Like that
they
that was
polled,
a poll?
Yeah, there was a poll. More Ugh. People had been to Auburn or Alabama games combined.
Right.
So you have an advantage
mm-hmm.
than had been to a Falcons game.
Okay.
The state doesn't care about their team.
I know that you have something about the All-Star game that you want to talk about. We'll get into that in the 7 o'clock hour. Coming up next, talk a little Orlando City Soccer as well as the International Champions Cup is here 10 days from today. Jamie Watson, former Orlando City player, our old buddy here on the show, is going to join us coming up next. He's Jerry Daniels. I'm Nick Grunowitz. This is Live, Local, and Loud here on ESPN 580.
Mike and Mike.
The revenue this year may be in the area of $8 billion.
This is ESPN 580 Orlando's Live, Local, and Loud.
Hey, welcome back. It's Live, Local, and Loud here on ESPN 580. We're broadcasting from the Victory Casino Cruises Studios, home of the only legal sports book in Central Florida. You can get in touch with the show at 844-225-5580. The text is 21232. Also on Twitter at ESPN 580 Nick and at the Jerry Daniels. Appreciate you joining us. It is Live, Local, and Loud. Coming up in about 12 minutes, Jerry has a theory about the All-Star game he has not shared with me yet, and he will share with all of us to get my true reaction. I love these kind of segments.
Right now on the line, we have my friend, your friend, former forward for Orlando City, and the man I think whose jersey should hang first at the new Orlando City Stadium downtown Orlando. Jamie Watson's on the line. How you doing, sir?
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Happy to be on the show.
So there's this thing called the Gold Cup going on. Do you know anything about this? Have you heard about this thing?
I heard about it. It sounds pretty fun. Sounds like another former Orlando City player, Dom Dwyer, is absolutely killing it and doing such a great job right now representing the U.S. So Orlando City fans will be pleased to know that they had pretty much a big hand in that. So this Gold Cup's a little bit extra prideful for Orlando City fans.
No pun intended. Speaking of Gold Cup, this means basically the MLS gets a two-week vacation. What are you doing with your time off besides still doing your coach's show?
We're doing the coach's show. I was able to get Adrian to come back from Chicago. He took a little couple of days with the missus to go to Chicago. So imagine how thrilled he was to end his vacation short to come back and hang out with me for an hour last night.
How he is the man who's married to the most attractive wife in all of MLS coaching? How is he doing these
days? You're not wrong. She is an absolute sweetheart as well. I love Jane. She's one of my favorite people ever. She's doing great. They're doing great. They're doing great with the transition up here. They're really liking it. Something that I'm sure they were probably wondering what they were going to feel about Minnesota when they first came up here. But everything he's telling me is he loves it, and it's been a great decision to come up here. We're certainly happy to have him.
Real quick on that, and I can text him, but do we get a chance of getting Inchy on? Can you get your co-host Inchy on with us in the next year? Maybe when the MLS season's over?
I would love to commit for him that he has the time to do it. So, sure, yeah, let's get him on. He's a friend of the show just like myself. We're both big fans of the show. So, of course, man, we'd love to be on.
We had him lined up. Short story, don't remind him of this, okay? Short story, we had him lined up for three things. We had him lined up for an interview on our show to do that charity event, Kicking Kids Cancer out at XL, and to do a British event with us the week that he parted ways with Orlando City. And I was like, really? I couldn't have timed all three of those events 1 week earlier or 2 weeks earlier, but that's just the way the cookie crumbles, so to speak. All right, we are 12.
So it's your fault. Your fault he got fired.
It is. We said parted ways. All right. We are 12 days out from, speaking of the best of the best, we are 12 days out from PSG visiting Orlando to face off against the Tottenham Hotspurs. I know you're going to be in town. Before we even get to the match, what sort of opportunities are the fans in Orlando going to have to hang out with you leading up to the game? Are there any planned meet and greets? Are you heading out to United World Soccer, anything of that sort of nature?
Well, you know, my favorite place to go, I always go to United World Soccer to see Tom there because he's got the best selection for boots that I've ever seen, ever, period, no matter where I've lived. And then I always love making out to Paramount Fine Foods, whether that's down by the Eye or in Lake Mary now. So those are like my go-tos, and I love going to Francesco's. Those are all my must-get-to places whenever I come back in town. But nothing set as of yet, so we'll figure that out. But I did make a few phone calls today. And is it okay if I break some news? You know, you've got a great theory you're going to share in just a minute on the All-Star Game. Well, I've got a great theory on how to enjoy the International Champions Cup for cheaper. Can I go ahead and drop that on the good listeners of your show?
Yeah, drop some news on us.
So for the next 24 hours, I called some people who made it happen, where if you go on Ticketmaster.com and you enter the promo code, or you go to InternationalChampionsCup.com, and you enter the promo code PLAZA, P-L-A-Z-A, they will give you tickets on the sideline plaza level for $33, which is about $20 off the price. So it is a massive discount. I was like, you know what, I haven't done something fun yet for the people that have been loyal to the show and listening, so we need to do that. So go on to internationalchampionscup.com, use the promo code PLAZA. It's only good for the next 24 hours, so it's not like you can wait. If you want to go to the game, use that code PLAZA. You will get PLAZA-level tickets on the sideline, which are great seats, for $33.
Okay, and you go to internationalchampionscup.com or Ticketmaster, or only to the website?
You go to the website, and I think it's either there or on Ticketmaster. I'm not sure. I basically said, however we can get the deal. This was like last minute. I'm scrambling. I'm like, look, I'm going on with these guys in a few minutes. I got to have something. And they go, you know what? Let's make it happen. This is probably not good business, but let's do it anyways. That's how much pull we had to get this for your show. So go on, get your tickets. Go to internationalchampionscup.com first And if it's not there, then try it on at Ticketmaster. But I think the International Champions Cup one would be the best place to start.
All right, real quick before we have to rub you out here as we're up against a hard break. You're going to be down here next week. Again, this is PSG versus the Tottenham Hotspurs. This is a big deal. Make sure you guys get tickets for that. And I know we're going to drag you out. Is there a chance that Chris Crawford, my co-host from last week and our backup producer here, our buddy at the show, wants to know if he can get you with a mask on to support his under 40 team at XL Indoor Soccer?
Absolutely. I would love to.
He wants
a
ringer?
I could definitely go out there. When I'm back ready for PSG Tottenham on the 22nd at the Citrus Bowl, I will gladly come out and do whatever I can to help the cause for your team. I would love to.
All right. We will make sure that happens. Again, type in Plaza, keyword Plaza. We'll get that word out. That gets you $33. That's $20 off a ticket for the Plaza level out front to see PSG versus the Tottenham Hotspurs. Jamie, you're going to be on with us next week when you're in town, right?
Yep, I'll be on the 21st. So looking forward to it, guys.
Awesome. Right. Thanks, Jamie. Really do appreciate the time. You have a good night, man.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, Jamie Watson, once again, International Champions Cup next Saturday.
That's huge.
A week from Saturday, Jamie will be on with us on the 21st as well. So cannot wait for that. Cannot wait to get Jamie on with us as well next week. All right, so coming up next, we're going to do here quickly. We have a special presentation for you on the V Foundation. It is ESPYs Day. So that's coming up here in just a minute. And then coming up in hour number two, Jerry's theory on the All-Star game. He's going to surprise me and you with that. It's Live, Local, and Loud here on ESPN 580.